Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we did our final QB or our final wide receiver core rankings. So go get that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for this one. Tight ends is, I feel like, a fun group, but like not as fun as wide receivers. So like we're coming off that. So it's not going to be as exciting because, you know, we did our top 15 or top 16, and now we're just doing the top 15 tight ends because, no offense to the tight ends, I don't feel like there's 32 relevant guys, and I don't feel like there's 32 relevant rooms. So I think both of us kind of just agreed that it would just be better to just do top 15 because that's kind of where it ends at. Like, there might be like one or two guys. We might give them an honorable mention. We might just put them on the list anyway as we go along. So,
Yeah,
I'm doing good though. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Like you said, there's some teams where they like change tight ends nearly every year, it feels like.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, can't put like who's gonna be their tight end this year? You never know. But yeah, I'm excited for this episode. Tight ends, it's a fun group. There is some talent there.
Is that important? Like, my mouse, for anybody watching on YouTube, is that LaPorta?
I think that is.
Okay.
Yes.
I just missed him. I was trying to pull all the relevant ones to the front. That way we don't miss anybody and, like, completely just egregiously put someone on there that shouldn't be on there.
You missed out on Zach Ertz.
He's old.
And Darren Waller's song was
Darren Waller almost could make the list, but his song, he just lost like all of his aura with that song. So.
Yeah, after he left the Raiders, there's not been much with him.
No, he's just chalked now.
I still think the talent's there. I do.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, fair.
Like, I drafted him in last year's fantasy because I was like, he's coming to the Giants, the only true weapon there.
Yeah.
And then that did not work out well on my part.
Do you want to start or should I start? How would you like to do this?
I'll start.
Alright.
Here I'm gonna just before we start, Brock Bowers is Taysom Hill.
Yes, because we couldn't find one with Brock Bowers on it because for some good reason, no sites are doing it right now with him on it. So,
yeah, it's just like
Michael Mayer. But like Michael Mayer's on the Raiders already, so that would be kind of confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I can. Yeah, but here at 15, I'm going to put Brock Bowers.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he's phenomenal. What he did in college, like, he is nearly a wide receiver. He is a phenomenal player, like, top tier. But we haven't seen anything in the NFL. And it's hard to, like, it's hard for me to rank some guy, like, a rookie above, like, other guys. Unless they're just really bad. In top 15, there's not any really bad guys on this list. And honestly, I'm going to put Michael Mayers up there, too, as an honorable mention. Like, kind of 15, 16. Like, they're in the same core. So.
He got done so dirty.
Yeah, Michael Mayer, he's good, too. That's the thing.
Don't talk to you about it. Like, he just got, like, his production is just going to be cut. Especially with having who they have. Both of them have a quarterback. It's just not good.
I would ask for a trade.
If I wasn't a rookie, I'd be asking for a trade for sure. I'm going to have Bowers just a little bit higher.
That's fair.
I have Hunter Henry here. I'm a Patriots fan, okay? I'll make that known. So I'm a little biased. I just think Hunter Henry, when he has a real quarterback or good quarterback play, he still plays at, like, top 15 level. Because he had he had 500 yards and half a dozen touchdowns last year. But with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, like, if he could have had a half-decent veteran there, he probably could have had a lot better production. And that, especially with that offense, like the play calling, it just wasn't good overall for him. And I still think he plays at a high enough level to be a top 15 guy, but he's just like right on the ledge. And like you, I'm also having, where'd he go? I'm also having Michael Mayer as my honorable mention, because I just feel like he's just right on that edge.
Yeah. His stats don't necessarily show it. Like 300 yards, not anything amazing, but he is very talented. Like the Raiders he had Aiden O'Connell throwing him the ball, so it's like,
I don't expect much.
Yeah. But yeah, Hunter Henry, he did not make my top 15, but. Well, the Steelers tight end made my top 15.
We both have our own bias going.
Yeah. And I'm not going to put him too high. Pat Freiermuth here at 15 or 14. Yeah. Yeah, Pat Freiermuth doesn't get enough recognition. I think he will thrive in this offense. With Smith, because we have a very deep tight end room. We have Washington. We got signed a guy from the Chiefs earlier because he had a good practice with us. But I feel like we're going to see a lot of two tight end play action, and I think Pat Freiermuth will really show out in this offense. And he is really good. He has really good hands. So, at Pat Freiermuth here.
I'm surprised I didn't sign Johnny Smith.
No, I know. I was just waiting for that after Smith got signed. I was like, oh, Johnny Smith, here you come.
Yeah. I think I was going to put Muth here too, actually. We're kind of pretty similar right now. I'm just worried I'm going to miss somebody, you know? Like, there's
yeah.
A tight end I'm just going to, like, miss, and I'm going to feel so bad about. But here's where I'm going to have Muth. Kind of the same reasons. I like Muth. I just – quarterback play has not been on his side, I also feel like. So, you know, it's just, like, it's hard to put him there.
No.
I am definitely going to miss somebody, and I might just figure it out and then bump someone down, which is probably what's going to end up happening. So – Yeah,
I hope I don't miss a guy either.
Because I feel like there's like 18. Realistically, there's like 18 tight ends that like I think are good, but the rest are below or just like mid.
Yeah, and that's why we didn't do top 32, because
it just there's just like, really, who the heck is this guy? Why are we even talking about him?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I need to.
So you're up at 13?
Yes. I have Luke Musgrave here.
I like it.
He is extremely talented. He is extremely talented. He coming off a pretty good rookie year. He only had 363 yards, which isn't bad. It's with the weapons around him, it's hard. Jordan Love is good with distributing the ball with different targets, and that's what he did. I mean, I don't think Luke Musgrave dropped any passes this year that I remember.
Maybe one.
Yeah, I'm looking that up right now because I want to see. Okay, he only dropped 3 passes this year.
Yeah, okay, so nothing.
On 46 targets, that's not bad. He averaged 10 yards per catch.
That's good.
Yeah, he's a good... He's... what's the word I'm looking for?
Underrated.
Underrated, yes, but he's also like... He can get through people, like, truck them, like,
yeah.
He doesn't get tackled very easily.
I completely agree. He didn't make my top 15, honestly. He's close, but he was just right off. He's like on. Actually, I'm gonna just go like this. Go like that. I'm gonna put Musgrave as my honorable mention. Mayer's good, but he's moving to a number two role.
So yeah, and if
a lot more attention.
Yeah, Musgrave. If he didn't have the weapons, he'd have so many more yards.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna put Brock Bowers here at 13. Obviously, Brock Bowers, Taysom Hill, same person. Reminding right now. They are our same person because we weren't putting Taysom Hill on here and we couldn't find a list with Brock Bowers on it. So, this is where I'm going to put Brock Bowers here at 13. I think Brock's great. He's going to be a great receiving threat. He needs work on his blocking side, but I still think he's going to be great. It's pretty close with him and Muth right now for me. I like Brock just a little bit more, just slightly, but it was very close.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna do it actually. No, I'm not. I can't. I was thinking about putting Kyle Pitts here.
Don't do that. That's wrong.
Just because I haven't seen much. Like, I haven't seen enough from him.
Year Kyle Pitts. You see words. You saw enough, in my opinion. You saw what you needed to rookie year. Because when he has a quarterback play, he gets the numbers. I really think this year he gets where he should be. And if he doesn't, Patriots, send him a trade. Send the trade offer. Get me Kyle Pitts, please.
y'all love young guys that have one good year.
You're right. Have you heard the Kyle Pitts song? Speaking of songs, since we talked about Darren Waller.
Kyle Pitts has a song?
Yeah, it's some kid singing about Kyle Pitts, number 84.
Oh, no, I've not.
I'm not going to play that on here. You'll just need to look it up later. I don't want to get copyright striked or anything. Maybe if they could hear them.
I'm putting Dalton Kincaid.
I thought about it.
I like him.
Oh, I do too. I think he's a dog.
He is a dog. Like, he gets open fairly quickly. Like, he can get open for Josh Allen. And maybe it is just Josh Allen, like, finding openings. Like, I talked about in the last episode, like, I was saying Gabe Davis got open more because of Josh Allen. And maybe that might be with Dalton Kincaid. But he had a really good rookie year. And this rookie class, I remember.
There were some dogs.
What? Oh.
One, two.
I feel like it wasn't, like, hyped up. Like, as good as they are now. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like these guys weren't, like, the number one, like.
Four of them are on my list.
Yeah. Like, Dalton Kincaid, he had 700 yards this year as a rookie.
Yeah. Wait, three of them.
Dalton Kincaid is a phenomenal. I think he will get a lot more targets this year, and he could break that 1,000-yard receiving. Oh,
definitely. I think he'll be Josh Allen's, like, number one target, probably. At least to start out. Because I feel like he's, like, the one Josh Allen will trust the most, at least right now, because he's the only one he has.
Yeah.
At least week one, you know?
Yeah.
I like Kincaid a little bit more than my, like, next two guys. It's very close, but I just like him a little more. I have Ferguson here. I think Ferguson's great. I just think what Kincaid does is just a little bit better. Let me read this. Hold on. Sorry. Kincaid's routes like yards per route was just a little bit higher than Ferguson's, and he had more targets. So I think what Kincaid can do, now that he's actually in year two, he'll take the bigger leap and be above Ferguson. Now, Ferguson could take an even bigger leap for year three and prove me completely wrong, but I just think Kincaid is just a little bit better.
Yeah. I think I like Ferguson a bit more. And he's just, I think he's better in the way that he just did a lot more, I feel like, this year. Like, whenever I threw on a Cowboys game, like, Ferguson was, like, he was out there every darn play. Like, there was always one play where he'd make a good play, like, every game he showed up. I feel like Dalton Kincaid had some off games, but as a rookie...
I will agree with that. Yeah, Kincaid definitely had a couple games, I remember, where he was just not...
Yeah, Ferguson was more consistent this year.
Ferguson was more capable in the red zone. He was also technically better producing, but Kincaid was a rookie. So I think that's kind of just like... You compare their rookie years, Kincaid clears in that
category. Oh, yeah.
But
Ferguson did not have a good rookie year at all.
No, not at all. Which I, for some reason, I thought he was a rookie. So that's why I said I had four rookies on here, but he's actually in his second year.
I have Jake Ferguson next as well.
Completely fair. I like that.
Yeah, it was hard deciding between the two, but I feel like the consistency outweighed me with Ferguson.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Ferguson did have CD as out wide. So, I mean, Dalton Kincaid did have Stephon Diggs, but CD had a...
And Shakir.
Had a more productive year than Stephon Diggs.
Kincaid had a lot more people stealing targets than Ferguson did this year, and now Kincaid literally has an open, like, the world is his oyster right now. I feel like
The Bills wide receiver room is bad.
Yeah, well, we had them at 31, so
yeah.
Which we saw very little hate for that on the TikTok. If y'all want to go check that out, if y'all haven't already, someone said they weren't that down bad, and I was just like,
I saw that comment. I was like.
I was like, we don't think they're bad. We just are like we like Coleman. We just are like, the rest of the room right now is just not great. Like, it can be better than what we have them ranked. We can be completely wrong, because I think we both agree, like, they might be better. Like, they could definitely be better. But, like, right now with the risk factor, we have them that low.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone gets hurt, they're screwed. That's how I see it with some of these rooms.
Claypool will have to come in.
Yeah. Which is
Claypool will be having a lot of snaps this season, and that's scary.
Yeah.
That is no good.
It's like the Chargers. Ladd McConkey gets hurt. You're throwing in Valdez Scantling. No. No, thanks.
No.
No, thank you. I'm going to get a little crazy. Yeah, I'm getting a little crazy. Bear with me. Where'd he go? I'm not going to tell you until I put him up.
Okay.
Cole Kmet.
Cole
Kmet here at 11. I love Kmet. Okay. I think Kmet is a dog. I am just a really big Kincaid fan. I think Kincaid is like one of the next up and comers. I think, like, especially with how that room or everything around Kmet has become, he's going to start slowly creeping backward, because I think he's getting up there. Kmet's like 26, 27. That's not really that up there.
No, he's on his second year. He's 25.
Full Kmet? Oh, he's on his, on his fifth year. I'm on something. I am on something today. Yeah, he is 25. Whoops.
I mean,
I'm still sticking to my guns. I think Kmet is not gonna be as good as Kincaid this year. I think Kmet, like, I just think Kincaid's a dog, and I think second year he's gonna just take like such a massive leap. I can be completely wrong, but I think he's gonna take a massive leap. So I'm sticking to that.
Dalton Kincaid.
I promise.
He said what?
I said he's not going higher than 10, I promise.
Okay. But Cole Kmet he was the second best receiver or weapon on the Bears offense last year, and
I was the fourth.
Second best? No, this last year.
I know, I'm saying this year now he's the fourth.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about Keenan Allen.
This will be his fifth year, right?
No, this third.
No, I just looked at it. It's his fifth.
Cole Kmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his third.
No way, because I just looked at it, and it was like, it said Kmet 2020,
2021,
2022,
2023. Wait. Oh, wait, yeah, this is his fourth.
Which I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just think Kincaid starting out looks a lot better than a lot of people, and I think that's going to continue because Kmet went from the third best option on his team to, in my opinion, right now the first best option on his team. Well, not Kmet. Kincaid went from the third best option to the first, and Kmet went from the second to like the fourth.
Yeah, based on next year's, yes.
Yeah, which is what I usually do, you know. I go off of how I think it's going to go next year.
Yeah, me and Dan like to altercate.
Yeah.
Like.
Standpoint. Which I think is a good thing, because that way it looks a little more fun.
I'm still thinking about that. Yeah, the Dalton Kincaid and Cole Kmet comparison.
I'm just a really big Kincaid fan, which is so
good. That's completely fair. I like Kincaid too. But I really like Cole Kmet. I really, really do.
And I mean, he's just like, I think he's really good. He's just like the fourth option on his team now.
Yeah. I'm going a little crazy here. I'm going with Evan Engram.
Okay, you're not going that crazy.
Okay, I didn't know if that was like, I don't know how people really feel about tight ends.
The past 2 years, Evan Engram, that's fair. 3 years ago, if you put Evan Engram in your top 10, you probably would have been shot by a Giants fan.
No, yeah.
Dude was awful. I was talking about that with people in a day, actually, how awful he was up until the past 2 years. Did you see that throw from Mac Jones to him?
Maybe.
He went everywhere. He, like, one hand grabbed it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Mac Jones throw like that with the Patriots? Like, come on, dog. Now that you're a backup, you can make a throw? Crazy.
Evan Engram, he's getting up there in age. So he is definitely on the older end of tight ends. I think he'll be slowing down. But I like Cole Kmet a lot more than... Not a lot more, but I like Cole Kmet. Evan Engram, I feel like he'll be slowing down. And I would like a younger guy on my team. Cole Kmet, I don't think he'll keep this up. Evan Engram will.
Probably not.
And no.
I
want to see his drops. How many passes? Oh no, they have. Because the year that he dropped like every pass, he still made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
13 drops.
this year?
Especially yeah.
All time. Is that this past year? No way, right?
Seven. He had seven drops. Yeah.
This past year, that's crazy. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, he had 143 targets, though. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What? Did he not have 1,000 yards?
No. He had 963.
I'm going to do something a little more crazy. I'm throwing Ingram back at 11. You're getting a little more respect from me. Half the targets and probably what, the same stats?
Hey, Cole Kmet's targets 90 targets, 719 yards. Evan Ingram had Christian Kirk as wide receiver 1. Bears had DJ Moore. I like DJ Moore more.
Over there with the Jags.
I would say Christian Kirk's wide receiver 1, though.
Well, because Christian Kirk got hurt this past year.
How many games did he miss? Of that many games?
He missed like 6 games. Ingram averaging that average per target's not great. I'm kind of flip-flopping on this right now.
Yeah, me and Dane weren't the most prepared. Or at least, I'll speak on my behalf. I wasn't the most prepared going into this. I've been working.
We've both been working a lot. I was tired as well. Long day. Kmet was also more active in the red zone. I'm doing it. Because I'm going off this next year anyway. So,
honestly,
Ingram could technically be the fourth option on his team right now. Probably third. I'd probably say third. I'll do that. I'll put Kmet
there. Kmet only had 1 drop this year. Yeah. Cool Kmet gets...
reliability. Especially because it's Fields versus T-Law. Like, come on now. Is that fair?
I mean, Trevor Lawrence sometimes does have some accuracy issues.
I'll say that, but he's not Fields bad.
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah, Fields is so inconsistent. One play, he'll look phenomenal, and the next, it's like, oh my, are you seriously in the NFL? Yeah. Like, am I watching?
It's literally his quarterback now.
That was last year. Let him cook. New team, new Fields.
So I'm gonna end up putting Kmet at 10 and Ingram at 11 because I actually just now that I'm actually looking into it a little more, I looked at my top 5. My top 5 is where I have. I'm a little crazy with it, I'm not gonna lie. And I really hope that is Laporta at the bottom for when we post it on TikTok. Because I'm gonna have him a little bit higher than I think consensus.
Yeah, I'll look. Yeah, that's Sam Laporta. Yep, it is.
Bro is not the.
He looks a little chunky in that picture.
What's that movie called?
He looks like a dad, dude. I don't know what's up with tight ends. Oh, what were we gonna say?
No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, okay. Tight ends just look like... They look like a bunch of dads out there just...
They do. Well, most of them do.
Yeah, like...
They're like... They just look like crazy uncles.
Like Brock Bowers... What he looks like... He shouldn't be that good. He looks like a salesman. He looks like he's about to come up to you at a car shop and be like, hey, would you like to buy this 1999 Ford Ranger? Or something like that.
Nah, for real.
I mean, most of them are dads, but like...
True.
Remember
singers.
Some of them should retire from singing. Oh, is it back to me?
Yeah, it's back to you.
Yes, it is. Back here at 9. I'm going to put Dallas Goedert.
I got to be honest. I don't know if he's making my list, but that's fair. He's 29. He's going to be 30 this year. And he already's getting hurt. Yeah, he'll be 30 once the season ends. Like, oh, man.
No. I'm not going to put Dallas Goedert.
Okay, are you going to have him on your list?
No.
No, you're not?
No. I am thinking of this guy. I don't want to look ridiculous, but I think he's one of the few good players on this team. Yeah, I'm going to put him on here. Tyler McBride. Or
Trey McBride. More than you are.
You are?
He's a dog. Okay, I might be speaking from fantasy side of things.
No, he is. No, he's really good. Actually, no. Take him off. Put David Njoku up there. I forgot that he...
Over Njoku?
He's good. David Njoku?
You have to met over him, though.
Oh, wait, did I never put Komet? No. Okay, that's where I was missing. Okay, yes, Cole Komet is right there. Never mind.
I knew you were missing somebody. I was trying to help you out.
Yeah, no, okay, yes, Cole Komet is up there. Cole Komet. I like Cole Komet. Obviously, we've talked about him. So, he could be wide receiver 4. I think he could be number 3 on that Bears team.
3.5. Like, you know, he's like tied with Romo Dunze right now for me.
I was thinking Keenan Allen.
Okay, fair. That works too.
Cuz Romo Dunze, I think he's getting in this league and just like, I think he's just going to come in and just be the next DeAndre. And I've been seeing these OTA videos like of...
You bring up OTAs. I'm sorry to interrupt. You're bringing up... I'm trying not to, but...
No, I know. It's so hard.
I was like, oh my goodness. I have my quarterback.
No, I know. I saw like Caleb Williams throwing to Romo Dunze, and I was like, oh my gosh. And there was a cornerback on him. He like threw a perfect throw to him, and I was like, wow. I don't want to get too excited about OTAs. You can't get too excited about OTAs. But you can get a little scared. You can definitely get...
But you can also get excited. Like, but you can't get too excited, though. Like, there's like this in-between you gotta get to.
Yeah, you have to get excited for the moment and then just forget about it. Forget that ever existed. Be like, okay, wow, amazing throw. Move on with your day.
Yeah. Did you see this pass? I just sent it to you. Is that Mahomes? Like, come on.
Like that, oh my gosh.
That's a little Mahomey.
Oh shoot.
That's just a little Mahomey.
Drake May.
Like, I'm trying not to get excited about OTAs, but like, that was a good ball. And it went to Gene Bell. And there was a corner there, too. It tricked the corner completely. You could see it.
Drake May is... I can't wait for him to, like, play.
I'm so ready. I know it's going to be, like, a few weeks, but I am so ready. I'm going to see week one, but I'm going to... It's going to be Jacoby Brissett, but I really don't care. I have fire seats, too. It's right near the walkout tunnel.
Oh, that is fire, yes.
Yeah,
talking about OTAs, Deshaun Watson.
He actually threw a ball?
Yeah, he threw it over... who was it?
I saw him complete a pass to Elijah Moore.
Oh, I thought he, like, threw way over Elijah Moore.
Mm-mm. He completed to Elijah Moore.
Oh, well, I thought it was incompleted. I thought it was incomplete. I was kind of paying attention, kind of not. Because I try not to pay too much attention to OTAs.
I try not to, but man, I get caught up in the hype now.
It's hard with rookies, especially.
It is. I'm going to see if I'm missing anybody. I'm trying to move out the guys, and I'm like, you're not going to make the list. You're going to make the list. You'll make the list. Spoiler alerts, they'll make the list. Shocker, you're not making the list. Here he is. Okay, I didn't want to miss him. Kincaid. I'm putting Kincaid here at 9 for me.
I thought he wasn't making your top 10.
No, Kincaid?
You said, who did you say?
Goddard.
Oh, okay.
Goddard's like 30 years old and injury prone now, and I think it's time to give up on Goddard. I think Kincaid's like one of the next big things. So I'm putting Kincaid here at 9. I think he's that much of a dog to be put this high. I'm higher than a lot of people, I'm sure. Heck, once we post it on TikTok, people are going to be like, where's Goddard? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Well, not on the list, clearly. So, yeah, I just had to say that.
Yeah.
I don't really have to say much because I've said a lot on Kincaid already. I just think he's a dog. So I'll give it back to you at 8.
Yeah, here at 8. Do you have Sam Laporta high?
Oh, extremely.
Extremely high? Okay. Jake Ferguson, actually. I think this is a good spot for him.
Fair. I almost just grabbed someone else. You already did Ferguson.
Oh, shoot, I did.
You're lost right now, aren't you? Okay, if this helps, the faces on the top right are pretty much like guys that probably should be towards your list. Maybe not these two. These four. But like, in here.
I'm actually going to move a guy.
Okay, you're going to move somebody down?
Yeah, I'm moving David Njoku with Dalton Kincaid.
Wait, what?
I'm putting Dalton Kincaid up at, up between Evan Engram and Cole Kmet.
Okay.
And David Njoku there. Because I like David Njoku, he is a Brown, but he is really good. He has really good hands. Like, he made some really good catches this year. I don't think his numbers are very good, but he is very talented.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, never mind. His numbers are really good. 882 yards. 6 touchdowns, average 10 yards. Okay, yeah. No. Can I do that?
You can put him higher if you really want to.
Yeah, I'm putting him higher. I don't care. I'm thinking about the hate. I don't care.
You're not going to get hate from Njoku. I promise. That's what you're thinking.
I just don't see enough, like, tight end lists. So I don't, like, see, like, oh, this guy's, like, the quarterback list is everywhere, wide receiver list is everywhere, tight ends, running backs I see a little bit. I'm putting David Njoku up there. I'm putting him above Cole Kmet. I like him.
Okay. Who's going to go here at 12 then?
Dalton Kincaid. Let's move him back up down there.
Who's going?
No, Evan Engram. Instead of, yeah.
Like
Dalton Kincaid, yeah. Sorry, I'm being a little confusing.
You're fine.
Yeah, David Njoku up here. He is really talented. I like him a lot.
You want Jake Ferguson? Yes. Yes.
Jake Ferguson. Yeah, I like Jake Ferguson there.
Over Ingram?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I like him.
So here's where I'm putting Njoku as well.
Okay.
I think Njoku is like that guy too. I think he's like a freak athlete. Frankly, I gotta start moving some guys so I can actually realize where I'm at. We're at what? This is 8.
Yeah.
Okay. We're safe. I'm not gonna cut anybody off my list besides Goddard. That's fine. I'm actually gonna throw Goddard right here because he's like that. No, I can't even do that. I'm moving my list around a little bit too, guys. See, I'm putting Goddard here at 15 and moving Hunter Henry back and then making these two my honorable mentions.
Really?
Yeah. Goddard's still good. Like, he had a better year than Hunter Henry. Like, he still did.
But Luke Musgrave?
I'm not as big on Luke Musgrave as you are. I mean, I think he's good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. I'm just not as big on him as you are. But back to Njoku, I think Njoku's just a freak athlete. Like, some of the stuff I see out of him, I'm like, how do you do that? And when he helped me in fantasy this past year, which is a lot, I kind of became a bigger fan. And I still think he's like a top 10-ish tight end. He's got the athletics. He's got the skills. He's got good route running, blocking, catching. He's got it all. But I just think, like, the guys over him are just slightly better.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So we're back to you at 7.
I'm putting Kyle Pitts here.
Kyle Pitts, number 84, tight end for 4.
Because it was between Trey McBride and Kyle Pitts for me. But Trey McBride, he actually showed something. Even with no quarterback play, he still had the good numbers. And Kyle Pitts, yeah, no weapon or no quarterback, but I think that, but Trey McBride, he did something with no quarterback. Kyle Pitts hasn't really done anything with no quarterback play.
Because McBride didn't really have Kyler.
Kyler played 6 games or something. I think 11, actually.
Yeah, he played a decent bit, but like he didn't have him for all of the year.
Yeah, and Trey McBride had great numbers.
I have a fantasy league where I have Laporta and McBride.
Oh, that is filthy.
Yeah, and it's a tight end plus league, so like tight ends get more like bonus when they catch stuff. So they're like absolute carries.
Yeah, I'm not big on Kyle Pitts.
I understand it. He's getting to the point where, like, this is, like, the last year I can really defend him. Next year, they can do whatever. Like,
if he like,
go out, I'll still take the Patriots trading for him. We don't have a young tight end outside of Jeheim Bell on the team. So, like, you know, Patriots, you want to send over, like, a second or, like, a third over for Kyle Pitts? I'm good with that.
Okay, let's say Kyle Pitts just has another iffy year. Would you be okay trading a second round pick for him?
Maybe not a second, probably like a third and a couple other assets, but like probably not a second anymore, just because it's an iffy year. I don't know. It really depends on how much the team values him, and how bad our tight end room is after next year.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
fair.
That's just like the risk. That's like my personal situation. Depends on really the team. If I'm the Chiefs, I'd throw a second. I mean, it's, what would it hurt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to defend Kyle Pitts.
It's really getting hard to do, frankly. I'm trying to decide how I want to do this. I'm looking at faces, and I'm looking at the injury proneness and stuff right now, and I'm like, where do I want to go with this? My number one is definitely not going to be who you're thinking it is. I'll say that. I am going to go with Kyle Pitts here, too. So I'm going to agree with you on that. I think Kyle
Pitts. Can I take a guess at number one?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Mark Andrews.
No.
Oh.
No. No. He's number three, though.
Oh, that's a fair spot for him.
Yeah, I got something crazy coming up that TikTok's not going to love. Ah, what did that just do? Wait, what? It just deleted that. Hold on.
Wait, click the back. What? Could you go to your
No, I just accidentally clicked on them.
Can you go to history?
Yeah, and then.
Uh-oh. Oh, shoot. Okay.
That might be your list. Is this your list or mine?
That is.
I just realized, yeah, this is mine. This is mine. We're safe. We're good. I just can't click on my mouse, apparently. So, I have Kyle Pitts here. Kind of the same reasons. He's kind of getting to that. Oh, this reset. That's a bummer. He's kind of getting to that age where it's just, like, hard to defend. So, I'm kind of, like, near the point where I can't defend him anymore. And. I still think he's a dog, but, like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for... It's hard to defend a guy who people say he's not elite whenever he hasn't shown.
He's had one elite season. Yeah. Having 1,000 yards as a tight end is elite, in my
opinion. Yeah, for sure.
But even having close can be elite. Unless you're being force-fed like Evan Engram. And he still didn't reach 1,000. So, like, he's definitely not elite. So, like, I can't even put him close to these other guys.
Yeah, and Evan Engram's age, too.
Which is also why I have Goddard so low. I put Goddard there at 15 with Hunter Henry and Musgrave just right off the list. It's not a bad thing on either of their parts either, though. Like I said, I think there's about 18, 19 guys right now. Maybe 20 even, I'd say, that I could put on this list. So.
Yeah.
I'll let you go to number six.
Number six. Yeah, I'm putting Trey McBride here.
Fair.
Yeah.
McBride's a dog, though. So like,
he is a dog. Like, he is.
He could go to number five. Like, he could be talking.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about putting Sam LaPorta here.
Oh, no. LaPorta's so high for me. It's crazy.
Dude, I like TJ Hockenson.
I do, too. But after that knee injury, man, I'm worried. I am so worried after that knee injury. Is he back yet? I haven't seen a report. Same with Andrews, but Andrews came back.
Yeah, Andrews came back, and I think he played a little bit in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. Oh, okay. His ACL and MCL.
But DJ Hockenson is young, though. So, I'm not...
He is still on the younger side, yeah.
Like, if he was... almost at 30, then...
He probably wouldn't even be your top 10, right?
No.
Frankly, like, I can't believe the Lions went from Hockenson straight to LaPorta.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, W drafting right there. Like, completely.
I remember looking at the Lions draft last year.
We were just like, what the heck is this? This is so garbage.
And then they make the NFC Championship.
Yeah, they proceed to make the NFC Championship.
And a handful of their rookies made big plays, like the first game of the season against the Chiefs.
Gosh, yeah, like Jib,
Gibbs and their linebacker, Campbell.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, we're starting the craziness. I'm putting Hawkinson here at six, partially due to injury concern, because I feel like he might not start the year. And I think he's going to start a little slow because of it's your ACL and MCL. You're a tight end. You're going to be blocking. You're going to be putting strain on that a lot more than the other guys. Like, it's seriously medical for the most part. Just coming back from injury, especially that kind of injury, is rough.
Yeah, that's fair. His injury is concerning. But I think whenever he's out there, he's just an absolute dog. He can block, he can receive, he can do everything out there for you.
He is definitely, like, one of the dogs. Like, I would say this top six are all dogs. So,
yeah.
And I'm a lot higher on McBride for this year. I think dude is going to be a stud. An absolute stud. But yeah, so I got him at six. There's not much more to say than just it's injury related for me, and I'm pretty high on McBride. So,
yeah.
Who do you got at five?
I have Hawkinson at five.
Hawkinson at five. Yeah. So we're pretty close. We're kind of flip flopping.
Yeah. Yeah, the injury is the reason he's down here. Not like I would have him at four, but
three.
You said what?
I said I'd probably have him top three without the injury.
Yeah, without injury, he was having a great year, and then he got injured.
And then he got hit by a dirty player.
Yeah. Who did he get hit by again? I forgot.
Kirby Joseph.
Hmm.
I think it was Kirby Joseph. Let me see. Yeah, Kirby Joseph. He's a dirty player. So he not only did it to him with that injury, he also did it to, where'd he go? To Tyler Higbee. So
Tyler Higbee. I was thinking about sneaking him in my top 15.
I thought we'd put him like right at 15. He's like right. Okay, there is like 20 tight ends I could have put on this list, really.
Yeah.
Right on that edge. Like, but like past that, you got like these guys right here, like a bunch of scrubs. Like, no offense, they're just scrubs at this point. Okay, not Schultz, but like a lot of these guys here, they're not that guy.
I think the people sleep on the Titans tight end.
Tig? Oh yeah, no, I got him top 20 for sure.
Yeah. It's a weird name. It's like O something.
Okwo?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
My friends wanted Bowers, because, I mean, it's Brock Bowers. Even though they had a solid tight end already. I just put McBride at five. For those listening, I just put him at five. For those watching, I just, y'all saw it before I even said it. If you're listening, go check out the YouTube so you can actually see it, like see the graph, because I know that helps people a little more. Or if you're just watching this on your commute, feel free to go look back at it later on YouTube. But yeah, I got McBride here at five. I like McBride a lot. I think he's got all the tools you want, and I think he's just going to keep getting better. He's in his third year. He's hitting that point where he had almost like a breakout year, but with bad quarterback play. And I think he's just going to continue to get better, especially because, in my opinion, he's target number two right now. It's kind of like a tie between him and Michael Wilson, but I would give him the edge. Obviously, Marvin Harrison is one.
Yeah. Yeah, because after Marvin Harrison, there's really nothing there.
It's Michael Wilson and then Greg Dortch. Greg Dortch sucks. Michael Wilson's solid, but McBride is better, so.
Yeah. I have Sam Laporta.
Okay.
I think the top three guys are like, Travis Kelce is slowly He is aging. He's slowing down on the field, but I think they're still my top three guys, honestly.
They're not mine.
Yeah. Whenever you said you have Sam Laporta really high, I knew, like...
There's somebody on there. I'm going to get some hate. I know I'm about to get, like, flamed for it.
But... Are you talking about George Kittle? Are you going to put a George Kittle
in? I'm not in Kittle. Kittle's fine. Kittle... I have no beef with Kittle. Kittle's fine. It's one of the other two. Do you want me to go ahead and do it?
Yes, I do. I do. I feel like a viewer right... Oh, okay.
Minus 5,000 points because he's dating Taylor Swift. No, I'm just kidding. I just think he's slowed down way too much to not be talked about. He's still getting... He's getting force-fed the ball, though. So, like, he still gets open enough, but, like, dude has slowed down.
But, okay.
Hold on. Pause. I think Mark Ingram has probably slowed down a little bit more. I can't even do that.
Mark Ingram? Yeah, Mark Ingram has slowed down there since retirement.
Yeah. Mark Andrews has slowed down a lot more, in my opinion. I think he's probably slowed down a little bit more than Kelce has. They're both getting there. And they even drafted a replacement for him already for the Ravens. I was going to put Kelce there, but I just couldn't do it. I think Andrews has just slowed down a little bit more than Kelce has, but Kelce, especially because of the injury, Kelce's getting there. Like, I think next year we could probably put him at 5 or 6 and feel comfortable.
Yeah. And he's got injured Andrews. Yeah, I was about to say, if you put Andrews above Kelce, like, Kelce, like, still gets open all the time. Like, he is slowing down, but, like, Kelce finds ways to get open. You said what?
Travis is 34.
He is, but, like, he is still getting open. Like, against the Ravens, he had 10 targets.
I looked at it, and then I went and looked at the stats. I'm like, forget it, never mind. Like, the stats I thought were a lot lower than they actually were.
Yeah, no, he still had, like, 900 yards. He was, like, a few yards.
Yeah, no, he was a few yards short. Well, Mark Andrews has slowed down a lot more, partially due to the injury.
And he's a Raven, so...
He's a Raven, so, you know, you gotta put him lower, right?
He's actually 32.
Yeah, when Kelce's 34. Kelce's coming up, though. But yeah, I'll let you do your three, because I feel like it's probably going to go boom, boom, boom with your three.
Yeah, three, Mark Andrews. Like you said, he's still slowed down, but when he's out there, he is still really good. Yeah. He still finds ways to get open.
How many games did he miss?
He missed, like, week 13 through 18, I think.
He only played 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he would have had, like, 900 yards this year.
Yeah, but I still think he is talented. Yeah. He can do everything. He can block. He's not as good of a blocker as Kittle is.
No. Kittle is the best true tight end left.
Yeah. Kittle... I nearly want to put Kittle above Kelce, but I just can't.
I can't. I will.
Yeah, I understand the age, but Travis Kelce... I'm a
proud Kelce hater at this point, so...
But Kelce is, like, still 900 yards. This was, like, an off season for him. Like, he was, I think, like, 20 yards.
He's 34, man. There's no way next
year. He is... But
there's no way he hits 900 this next year.
I think he can do it.
He might, but Kittle had a better year this past year, too. And he has a lot more weapons to take targets away. And he wasn't getting force-fed the ball as much.
Yeah, but Travis Kelce's ability just to get open all the time.
All time? This list would be, again, completely different. Kelce, if we're just talking guys right now, all time, Kelce would be one. But he's just slowing down. Kittle's not there yet. He's getting close, but he's not there yet. Healthy Kittle is a better tight end. Kelce's just a beefed up wide receiver. Kittle doesn't block, or Kittle blocks. Kelce doesn't.
Yeah, Kelce's not a good blocker.
He is not the same. They are not built the same when it comes to blocking.
This is very difficult for me.
It is. Let me go ahead and do mine.
It is not very difficult for Zane.
No, it is not. It is not difficult for me at all, and I still have Laporta. So, I think Laporta is this that guy. Just wait. Laporta is that dog. Let me look at his stats. Rookie year. 800.
He had like 7.
90 yards.
Oh, 800.
10 touchdowns.
Oh.
10 touchdowns. Like, are you kidding?
But, I mean, after Amon St. Brown, there's nothing. So he's like the next target.
Yeah. Let me go to Kelce's rookie year. I'm curious. Kelce's rookie year, 2014. Okay. Same amount of targets. Actually, Laporta had one less. Laporta had more yards and more touchdowns. Not like saying that's like the perfect comp or anything, but like to do that is just insanity. And I think Laporta is like that next guy. Like, we're going to be seeing him for a while. Like, you go from Hockenson straight to Laporta, who was just an absolute dog. So, I'm just trying to decide my one and two. I'll probably just be a little more peaceful about one and two than I will be anybody else. But yeah, I'm gonna let you.
Yeah. Oh gosh, this is so difficult. Like,
it is difficult. Here it's difficult.
Because I understand George Kittle, like, he is. Okay, here you go. I'll just.
If you want to put Kelce at one, go for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put. In my eyes, they're just 1A and 1B. Because Kelce is so good at what he does. Like, I don't care about the blocking with Kelce nearly. Like.
Yeah, but like that's the tight end's job. Like, it's part of
it is, but like how they run that their offense, they don't necessarily need Kelce to block. Yeah. Here you go. I'm just gonna go with Kittle at one.
You go with Kittle at one.
And Kelce at two. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm still defending Kelce. I'm still defending Kelce. Never mind.
I can't defend Kelce. Not after Taylor Swift. If it was pre-Taylor Swift, I could defend Kelce. And especially with people still comparing him to Gronk, Gronk is still better.
Oh, yeah. Gronk is just so. Yeah.
Please watch the tape. Like, you can tell.
It's just. Like, Kelce is good. Like, watching Kelce is like watching a baby Gronk.
Yeah, he's just. Like, Kelce is a baby. Or it's just like a big wide receiver.
Gronk, after the catch for Gronk was filthy.
No, I went and watched Gronk because I was still in the younger days, and dog, Gronk was filth. Like, oh my gosh, watching him in his prime, he'd go drink beer, party on a Saturday, come hungover to the football game, and still go for like 130 yards.
Yeah, he did. He reminds me of Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. I think.
Because that's what Dennis Rodman would do.
I think we should do all time rankings at some point. I'm putting Laporta here at two and Kittle at one. So we're in agreement on one. It's so close. I just couldn't. Not a rookie. I couldn't put the rookie at one.
That's fair.
See, I'm looking at it. I'm like, I want to put Kelce at two. Like, I very badly want to put Kelce at two after the case I even made. It's just so close, you know? I just think Kelce is going to be 35. Like, it just feels wrong.
Yeah, the age does scare me.
Like, the age is truly scaring me at this point. And, like, I still think Kelce's a beast. Hold on. Let me find him. He's 34. Yeah, he will turn 35 in the first month of the season. Or in the second month of the season, but, like, the first 5 weeks. So, like, you know. Also, I do want to say, us putting Kittle at one is backed by a bunch of other stats now that I'm looking at it. PFF has him graded highest in receipt or in, hold on. Yeah, in receiving and in blocking. Kittle's run blocking, 81.1. Kelce's run blocking, 46.9. So when I say Kelce is just a glorified wide receiver, I do mean that, because he does not block for crap.
Yeah, he doesn't, but, like, the fact that he can just get open whenever he wants is just something, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand how teams don't adjust to it.
Linebackers. There has been a lack of good linebackers in the league.
That is very true. But you could put a corner on him.
No, but corners are going to get bullied. Size, dude. Like, the size kind of thing. Size. I'm not saying that on camera. No, stop on myself. You said something earlier. I'm not going to be going down the same path. Okay, I just looked up another stat for Laporta. Mike, Dinka, and then Gronk and Sam Laporta. They all share the same stat. To have at least 10 receiving touchdowns in their first year. They are the only tight ends to ever do it.
Yeah, Laporta is good.
Dinka, not Dinka. Ditka. Whoops. Highest graded.
Actually, I'm going to move Kittle. I'm going to move Kittle to one. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Never mind. Ignore. That's my final. I can't change it.
Yeah, you just sit there. I'll say this. I'm looking at the advanced stats. The advanced stats outside of, actually, this is just based off overall averages. I can't even find the blocking stat. That's fun. Oh, wow, Goddard's still great. Taysom Hill's on there? What? That's crazy. I'm just looking at, like, the advanced stats for, like, the grades and everything. Kittle's at 1, Kelce's at 2, Andrews at 3, Hawkinson's 4, Laporta 5. Which is pretty much your list. So that's pretty funny.
Oh, wait. Wait, for what stat?
It's just, like, the overall offensive stats for the year. So they got Kittle at 1, Kelce at 2, Andrews at 3, Hawkinson at 4, Laporta 5. So it's like, it's pretty much like,
yeah, that's basically my list, but like little.
And then McBride was at 6. Taysom Hill, this is, make this clear, this is not actually Taysom Hill, this is Brock Bowers, but Taysom Hill's at 7 for like the overall offense, which is really funny.
Yeah. Taysom Hill, like, what position does he truly play?
Yes. The yes position. Okay, I know we're a football thing, but I just had it pop up. Do you watch any basketball?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with the NBA a little bit. Okay. The NBA.
It's Dallas and
Dallas. It's, hey, you want to make our predictions?
Yeah, we can do that. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope the non basketball watchers okay with that. I have Celtics in 6.
Yeah, I feel like the Celtics depth is a lot better. better than the Mavericks.
The team. It's just the team. There's so
much. It's talent. Yeah, it's Brown, Tatum.
Yeah. And I need the Celtics to destroy Kyrie after the betrayal.
Oh, yeah. And they're playing Kyrie. I feel like if you can stop Kyrie or Luka, I think you're good.
Luka, you win. You stop
Kyrie. Yeah.
Like, that's all it really is.
Because I think in game one of the Western Conference Finals, they both had 30 points. And it's like, well, you can't do that.
Yeah, no.
But I'm going with Celtics in five.
Five? That's totally fair. I would love that. But
no, I think seven, actually. Seven? I would like to see seven.
I would love seven. I just think six is probably where it sits at.
Who has home field advantage or home court advantage?
You're speaking to a guy who is still learning the NBA.
Yeah, I kept up with it a lot, like whenever Russell Westbrook had like went on that triple double machine, and then the Celtics have the
okay, Celtics in six. Easy Celtics in six.
Finals.
Yeah, we're doing tight ends. We're just talking about really tall players right now in different sports.
Yeah, it's basically like that. Throw George Kittle at tight end. Did you see that? Did you see where they were talking and they were like, I think it was JJ Redick. He was like, no NFL player could go out there and play basketball if they wanted to.
Oh, please. No NBA player.
Yeah.
No NBA player could go out there and get hit. They'd be crying on the ground to the ref, LeBron.
It's just, I don't think that will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
back to the tight ends. That is our top 15. Well, for you, top 16. For me, top 17 tight ends. Would you want to just throw up like our remaining like couple guys, or do you like want to throw them in the back at all? Put some respect on anybody else's name.
You throw in the Titans guy. There, I'm not gonna do it in order. I'm just throwing them like wherever. You can put them at the end because I'm not really doing it in order. Just to push some respect, Dallas Goedert is up there too. Noah Fant, I like.
Oh, I forgot about Noah Fant. Yeah.
Noah Fant. I can't. Hunter Henry, yeah.
I'm actually a big Otten fan, so I'll probably put him on my list. This is top 20 now.
Wait, are you going to do this in order?
Do you want it in order? Because I'm just doing it in order just so when we post on TikTok, so y'all check that out. And
give oh, wait. Time. Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, then you put Hunter Henry above Titans player.
You want Michael Mayer over him too?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, that's your top 20. Yeah, I feel like top 20 is fine. Let me go ahead and do mine. I'm gonna do Likely over Musgrave. Schultz. I miss Schultz completely.
Oh wait, yeah, Schultz.
Ow. Yeah, so we're just throwing these in last minute for y'all. I feel like these are guys just like honorable mention top fives for me at least. I'm actually gonna go
Higby. Oh my gosh,
I'm gonna take Musgrave off, put Chig. That is my honorable mention top five. Would be go Schultz, Hunter Henry, Likely, Higby, and Chig Okonkwo. Those are my, in that order, obviously we'll go 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So, can't believe we forgot Schultz. Do you want Schultz instead?
Yeah, I do want Schultz. Yeah, you can replace Fant. punt.
Where do you want him?
Put him above Goddard. Yeah, likely.
I can't punt. I'm done with punting. I tried it one episode. It just wasn't working.
Punting?
What'd you say?
You said punting.
Like, just making a pun.
Well, I don't know. I say it likely is likely in my top 20.
Nice. I was going to do it, and I can't do that. I did it one episode, and I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I thought about doing that. I was like, Hooper. We forgot about Austin Hooper, too.
Yeah, Patriot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good. There's a decent amount of good tight ends.
Likely, Otten, Juwan Johnson. So, like, if the people who tune in from TikTok see this, and then they come look at the video, we're not forgetting these people. They're just, like, just barely off our lists. I guess there was kind of, like, 25 tight ends, really and truthfully, now that I've put them down. Like, I said 20, and, like, that number is slowly, like, grown just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, we're at like 29. So, like, I guess we could have done top 32, but I don't think y'all would have wanted to see that. So, we just went ahead and did top 20. I feel like that's where we can wrap it up today because I don't feel like there's much more to talk about.
No.
So, I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. You know, we always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.